This is the Hour of St. Francis, featuring Stephen McNally as Father Herman. The office of the Hour of St. Francis is quite a busy place, but once in a while somebody does have a chance to glance at a paper. The other day, the director looked up from the paper and said to me,
"Pat."
"Yes, Father?"
"Here's a picture of Father Herman. You remember the chaplain we sent the soap to in Japan?"
"Oh, yes. What about him?"
"And it says under the picture, Father Herman Fellholder, OFM, chaplain with the 24th Division in Korea." "Oh."
The tone of his voice sent everybody crowding around his desk to read the paragraph under the picture. Then we all sat quietly for quite a while, thinking about Father Herman. We remembered the letter which had introduced him to us. We could picture him sitting down to write that letter at his desk in the chaplain's office on a southern island of Japan called Kyushu.
"I'm working for the army, but I have become acquainted with some Italian sisters at a nearby orphanage. I felt that I had to write to someone. The clothes of the children looked, well, all worn and... pardon me, they smell. Oh, you could see they'd been washed, but not in soap. I was just wondering whether any of your group would be willing to send me any children's clothing or soap. No, I'm not making any demands. I'm just hinting."
"Well, the story in the paper explains why we never got any word after we sent those three cases of soap."
"You know, Father, I just had an idea. I'll bet the story of Father Herman would make a wonderful program for the Hour of St. Francis."
"Well, that's an idea. I don't see why we couldn't do it. Well, of course, we'll have to have more details, something about his background and his personality."
"Yes."
"Let's see, he was a Franciscan from Cincinnati. I've got some good friends back there. I'll write to them and they'll look up the material for us."
"Well, Father, I still can't do a thing with this story on Father Herman. Material's all there, but, well, it just doesn't add up to radio."
"I know it. I spent a week trying to figure out the right format. We've got everything here, names and dates, places, army citations, and those wonderful letters of his."
"Yes, but still isn't dramatic. It's too matter-of-fact and quiet. Even the parts about the war sound too peaceful."
"Peaceful? Wait a minute. Peaceful. I've got it."
"What, Father?"
"The thread we need to hold this story together. It's right here under our noses. We've read it 1,000 times. Look, read this and see if it doesn't work out perfectly. It's Father Herman's life."
"Let's see. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is... Lord, make me an instrument of your peace." That is why Father Herman became a priest. To try and bring the peace of Christ into the soul of every man he met. He knew that no one needs peace of soul more than the men who fight wars. So in 1944, he joined the Chaplain Corps of the United States Army. "Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Hatred of the enemy." Father Herman saw it many times in France and in Germany. Once it glared at him in the flare of a match as he lit a cigarette for a sergeant squatting on the floor of a bomb-wrecked church somewhere beyond the Rhine.
"First time I ever had a chance to smoke in church."
"It still feels like a, well, a different kind of place. Even if there are just three walls of it left. See, this place must be 900 years old. German people have been praying here for centuries."
"Praying? What do they pray for? Bigger guns to kill more people? Somebody spouts religion at them for 900 years, and what do they turn out to be? A race of killers. They teach their kids in the cradle to hate anybody who's different from them."
They'd be some of the finest people on earth today if they'd just taken to heart one thing that they were told here. Love your enemies."
"That's a hot line."
"Well, hot or cold, Sergeant, suppose they had listened. Suppose that after they'd been beaten the last time, they'd said, well, we've broken the law of God and we're getting just what we deserve. We won't do that again. If they'd just done that, you wouldn't be here now."
"Look, they killed my dad in 1917. My kid brother died last month in one of their prison camps. Don't try to tell me to love my enemies. I hate their guts.
Do you know what you're doing now? Just the one thing you're blaming them for. Hating. Do you know what loving your enemies means? It means wishing and praying that they and, well, all the people in the world would just get sense enough to obey the laws of God. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt love thy neighbor, across the ocean as well as next door.
How are you ever going to get an idea like that started?
Well, it could start with you, and there's no telling how far it would go. Just for a beginning, why don't you try to say a prayer now and then for the, oh, for the kids who've got to grow up here and rebuild this country. If you can do that, you'll be doing your share in making that start.
Where there is doubt, let me sow faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Doubt and despair. Father Herman met them in full force when he marched with the army to Korea. He wrote home.
I hope to do what I can to salvage some of these young souls in uniform, and salvage is the word. It'll take more than the chaplain's effort. It'll take the full measure of God's grace. If things come to the worst, I want to be with these kids. I'll feel well repaid for discouragement by being able to help them.
Doubt and despair. Clinging like the odor of disinfectant along the corridors of the base hospital in Korea. Hovering around the beds on which the young men lay, men like Eddie.
So you think you've lost your religion with your legs, Eddie, huh?
No, it isn't just my legs, it's everything. This war coming right after the last one. What's it going to do, go on like this every 10 years, another war?
I don't know.
Why doesn't God stop it? If there is any God. Why do you let this happen to me? I've always tried to play the game straight.
I don't know why, because I'm not God. But I do know that you let a doctor take both your legs off.
He had to. They were gangrened. There's nothing else he could do.
You trusted him that much?
He knows what he's doing, or he wouldn't be here.
You didn't ask him to explain all about the infection and tell you every step of the operation. And you didn't ask him to let you watch him take somebody else's legs off, so just so you'd be sure he knew how to do it.
Gosh, that'd be stupid. You have to trust doctors.
More than you trust God, Eddie?
What?
Eddie, God's been running this world a long, long time. He's had plenty of experience with human beings. He made them. He knows just how they work. He wants just one thing. For them to live right and to come back home to him. And one day be happy with him forever. He'll even let them hurt each other's bodies to do that. Did you ever stop to think that maybe God knew that if he left you your legs, they'd walk you away from him?
O divine master, grant that I may not seek so much to be consoled as to console. Father Herman had to live that line as he'd lived all the others. We found one letter to his family because the day came when a gun spoke sharply over in Burma. And he had to write a letter to his own mother and father about Bill, his brother.
And so all I can say is, face the cross that God has allowed someone to place upon you, but face it like a mighty Christian. You still have a job to do, even though it'll be twice as hard now. And you cannot do that job if you take refuge from reality by hiding behind your sorrow for Bill.
For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. It's easy to say those words. Easy to think that you understand them. But when it comes to putting them into action, the way the story in the paper proved that Father Herman did, that too was a part of the job he had taken on himself when he became a priest. To give his life to God for his brothers. It was on the night of July 16th, 1950, at a battalion aid station in the Kum River Valley. The Army citation for the Distinguished Cross told the story briefly and completely.
When seriously wounded men could not be evacuated in the face of an overwhelming night attack by superior enemy forces who had cut off the main route of withdrawal, Captain Herman Fellholter, without regard for his own personal safety, voluntarily remained behind to give his wounded comrades spiritual comfort and aid.
The walking wounded have all left, Captain, but what are we going to do about these stretcher cases?
I have no stretcher bearers. I couldn't get these men down the mountain if I had.
Oh, the Reds are getting awfully close.
You know what's going to happen when they get here. You know what we've already come across.
Padre, over here. Jimmy wants you.
All right, coming, Bill.
Padre, when they get us out of here?
Well, the captain's doing the best he can, Bill. All right, fellas. Fellas, lie down. Don't worry. I'll go out and talk to them.
I hate to see you take the chance.
Talking won't do any good. They don't take prisoners. You know that. I gotta get out of here.
Steady, fellas. Steady. I'm going out there. They won't hurt me.
Padre, come back.
Don't shoot. These men are wounded.
Don't.
Wednesday, August the 30th, 1950. The morning mail brought a returned letter to the R of St. Francis. It was our last note to Father Herman. Stamped on the envelope were the words, "Killed in action, verified, deceased, U.S. Army." It was the first time any one of us had seen a letter with these words. We handled it carefully, like a symbol of something fine, something noble. It brought back a flood of memories. We opened the envelope and looked at the little note addressed to Father Herman, dated July 16th. That was the day he was killed. Our note read, "We are sending you 3 boxes of soap by parcel post. We have other boxes to send, but we have not heard from you. We're wondering if you're still at the same address. We don't know where that soap is now, but we do know where Father Herman is." We have brought you this story of Father Herman Fellholter, Franciscan, the first chaplain killed in the Korean War, because we felt that we knew him and that we did play a tiny part in the work he did all his life. We thought, too, that this story would be a consolation to the millions of fathers and mothers whose sons are serving their country and are being cared for by men like Father Herman. This episode of The Hour of St. Francis, entitled Greater Love Than This, was a true story and featured Stephen McNally as Father Herman. The Third Order is a living society of men and women in the world who with St. Francis pray, "Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Amen."